Hi, my beautiful people. This is Bimi Shavery, and I am here with your daily devotion. We are on our 30 days of elevation, day 12. I'm so excited to be here. I'm so happy to be here. I am so grateful that you guys continue to allow me to be used in this way to assist you with your journeys. We are on such an incredible journey, and it has already been so many amazing things that play out in our lives thus far. And I enjoy this time we get to be able to sit with whatever it is that we have been able to see beyond, right? If you're new here, welcome, welcome, welcome. I don't know how you've heard about us, but I'm so grateful that you have. I hope that whatever episode you find yourself listening to, that it provides you a sense of clarity, understanding, support, love, and genuine, genuine feelings of being understood, accepted, and knowing that regardless to where you are in your life, regardless to what path you are on, you are never too far to get yourself back on track, or you're not too far from the blessing that awaits you. So thank you so much for being here. For those of you who have been here, you've been a part of the tribe, you've been a part of, you know, our community, you've been a supporter, you've been a follower for days, weeks, months, years at this point. Thank you so very much for your continual love. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your nurturing, nurturing, nurturing. You guys keep me so covered, and you continue to support me in so many different ways. And I love you guys so very much for it. Thank you guys again. We are on day 12. Okay. And if this is your first day joining us, I want to let you know that we are doing this particular series on the 100 Days of Believing Bigger. It's a devotional journal by Marshawn Evans Daniels, and it's incredible. It allows us with the opportunity to really reflect, sit with what it is that we are dealing with, growing through, and experiencing, and questioning, you know, different portions of how we are showing up. The first 10 days of this particular series was geared towards trust. So the foundation of the episodes and the journal prompts at the end were geared towards ways that you may or may not be trusting God fully and not know how to trust him, not know where to start. You're kind of shaky in your belief. And so it was very, very, very important for that to be the beginning, because that is a foundation. Nothing else will work. Nothing else will make sense. Nothing else will go the way that you need it to go until you understand the dynamic of trust that you have or lack with God. So that is a very significant part. But now we're in the second portion of the devotional journal, where we're speaking about the underlining aspect of purpose. So with every episode that is underneath this umbrella of purpose, it's going to enlighten us and question and make us question and become aware of how everything we do, wherever it is we are in life, whatever day we may be on, however we may be feeling, how is it aligning with the purpose, the overall purpose of our existence, and also what God has for us and what he's intending for us as we are going through the things that we are experiencing in life. So here we are on day 12. And if you have the devotional journal, for sure, when we get to that portion of the devotion, please do follow along with us. If you don't, follow along with me, and I will make sure that you have ample time to write down the journal prompt at the end. Okay. Currently, we're in this very, very important phase. As you guys know, the theme for 2024 beginning in spring is exalted elevation. That's so important. It's so necessary. And I say it as much as I can, because it's something that we have to really embody and believe. It's something that we need to really, really understand the dynamic of, right? We're needing to understand the dynamic of what is happening in our life thus far. Now, in order to be exalted above something, in order to be elevated above something, it means that you've actually grown through some things. You've already gone through the process of evolving. You've already dug through a lot of grit. You've already expanded in ways that you didn't prepare for, but you've learned hard lessons in. You've learned how to be present in. You've learned a lot about yourself and other people in. And so now it's time for God to say, I'm raising you, not just elevating you. I'm raising you above those things that you felt kept you captive. So there are things on this particular level that will require us to be a bit different. It will require us to say things differently, look at things differently, study a bit differently, understand and meet people who may be different than what we are accustomed to experiencing in life. But the beautiful part about even that is we're not in it alone. As you are being exalted, you are also being joined by those who are in your wavelength, those who are committed and connected to you in a way that maybe you hadn't seen before or you didn't even know could exist. So it's very much so about the bridging of family, the bridging of familiarity, the bridging of newness, the bridging of the evolution of self, taking all the lessons, taking all of the things that you've experienced in life and making it make sense in a way that really shines a light on who you have become. Okay. Currently, we're in this space where there's a lot that may be happening around us. We are wanting fulfillment. We're wanting happiness. We're wanting joy. We're wanting to have, you know, stability in ways that we hadn't had before. We're wanting to be engulfed in the sense of love and unity and peace that we haven't experienced before. Or maybe we got a taste of it, but we want that thing back. We're entering into exalted elevation, right? But it required us to go through our redemption phase. We have several phases that led up to 2024 that I speak about on the podcast. So you can go back and listen to those episodes at the top of the years. But I've been speaking about this evolution that's been taking place since 2019 when I started the podcast. There was this very strong pull on things never being the same because the foundation is shifting and the foundation has changed. And in order for that to have taken place, we've had to really get real with who we are. We're trying very hard to make sense of it all, right? We're trying very hard to make sense of where it is that we are, where it is that we've been, what it is that we have grown through, but also who it is that we are at this point in our lives. We have been on this journey that felt as though it was more, in some cases, it could have felt like it was holding you back, two steps forward to go two steps back, or it was just not fully what it is that you deserved. It was more so on the lines of what it is that you could, what you could handle at that moment. And now it feels like things are coming at you in such a fast pace that it's forcing you to deal with the realities that you have hidden from or the reality of your choices, right? So yes, you may have been having, you know, different opportunities to have a certain career path, and your career path has changed so much throughout the years, or your career path has really been unstable because you don't quite know what it is that you're wanting to do, but you're chasing the money, you're chasing the finances, you're not really chasing the actual career of it. You're looking at the now. And so now it's making you prioritize what is foundationally being built. What is it that you want and need foundationally that will allow you to be sufficient in how you move through life? This is about allowing you to be honest with yourself about making choices that are good for the overall. Okay. And even with that, it's reflecting on maybe some moments that have disappointed you, some choices that have made that have caused you to regret some things, or you've been heartbroken, you've been disappointed, you've been betrayed, you've been, all of these things are coming up and it's keeping you in your head because you can't really express it because it could be things that happened in the past. It could be grudges that you're holding on to, people that you are not forgiving, even yourself, not forgiving you for decisions you've had to make. And it brings a sense of overwhelm, an emotion that you're holding in, overwhelmed that you are really trying to really navigate through in a way that is really preventing you from really moving forward because you're so stuck in looking at what has happened in the past. And this is where it's okay, go ahead, make the decision to reflect. It is important for you to do so. It is important for you to acknowledge that all of this was meant to happen so that I can get where it is that I'm going. All of this was a necessity in building the bridge to my forever, but it still hurts. It still causes me grief. It still makes me feel a bit of anxiety. It still makes me feel, in some cases, unwanted, unneeded, unsupported, unloved. Right. But that isn't necessarily what the bigger picture is. The bigger picture is you wouldn't be able to really appreciate the level you're elevating to if you have not actually grown through the things that have occurred in your life. Now, people go through things all the time, but they don't really grow through them. Growing through something means you understand the jewels of it. You understand the pain. You understand and accept that these things happened. These things occurred. This is a part of the journey. It doesn't feel good. You don't like that it happened, but you understand the lesson of it so that you do not repeat the same things. When people just go through things, these are people that you see repeating cycles. These are people that you see repeating things over and over again. They get in the same type of relationships with different people. They always are dealing with some type of drama. They always have the same theme to their life that has a bit of a destructiveness to it and chaos to it, because they haven't really learned the lessons and gained the knowledge and wisdom from the experiences. They go through things, but they don't grow through them. You're at a place now where you understand the difference, and you're beginning to understand that you have actually grown through a lot of things, which is the reason why you're not comfortable remaining in spaces that do not elevate you. They do not make you better. They do not help you to grow. They aren't honest. They aren't integral. They don't mirror who you are becoming. And you know that innately in your spirit. That's why you can't get comfortable there. That's why that relationship isn't working. That's why that friendship continues to be on rocky ground. That's why you feel misunderstood at work. That's why, because there's not an alignment there. You're not aligned there because you're understanding, or vice versa. Maybe you're not understanding that you really can't be in this space because you have outgrown it. So as we're on this journey, it's making this distinctive decision to commit to something that you really know is soulfully meant for you to connect to. I am meant to connect to the totality of my future, which means on the foundational level, I have to look at my finances. I have to look at my household. I have to look at my love life. I have to look at my friend groups. I have to look at my health. I have to look at my mental health, my overall wellness. I have to look at my children. I have to look at what that looks like for the future. I can't just have children. I have to be able to raise them. What am I instilling in them morally and character wise that is going to bring them a sense of solid foundation that will require them to carry themselves in a certain way, that will require them to be accountable for the decisions that they make when they leave my home? Right? This is about understanding the adulthood of adulting, not just I get to do what I want to do. But if what you want to do is really not beneficial to the growth and evolution of you and everything connected to you, then what justice are you serving yourself? So this is making decisions that really make you feel whole emotionally, that make you feel connected emotionally and understand the overall purpose of it. Coming into this particular space is also a sense of vulnerability that is required, because in vulnerability, you're able to really feel what the impact of your decisions are. When you're not moving in vulnerability, you're in the sense of more overhead over heart, then you're not really feeling the impact of your decisions or the repercussions of those decisions, because you're all in your head anyway. So it's about thinking your way through. You cannot think your way through something that requires heart. I'm gonna say that again. You cannot think your way through something that requires heart. You can't avoid it. And you continue to hit this wall, you continue to hit this brick wall, because you really are not grasping the fact that what's missing is your heart. The healing, the recovering, the peace that you're wanting, it isn't found in your head. It needs to connect with your heart. You're disturbed in your heart. There are things that don't sit right with you. There are things that you're battling with. There are things and moments that you're running from. You cannot do that and think that your mind will be clear and think that you'll have peace. What is it in your heart that you're running from? And sometimes it's that you don't know what to do. You don't know how to process it. You don't know exactly what it is that you're supposed to do. You don't know how to articulate what it is it feels like. And that's okay. But you need to allow yourself to feel it. And once you do that, that's when the birth happens. That's when the release happens. That's when the overflow of emotion occurs, because you're finally in the space where you now know that all I needed to do was connect to my heart. And in connecting to my heart, I found immense peace. I found immense joy. I found immense solitude. And I'm able to flow with a sense of joy that I never did before, a sense of ease that I never had before, because I'm not running from myself. Birthing something new, birthing a new chapter of your life, birthing a new space in your life is not something that comes with ease. Sometimes it requires a lot of sacrifice. Most times it requires you to stretch a little bit. And a lot of times it requires a version of you that you haven't identified yet. But regardless, you're going to have to allow it to happen, or you abort the mission. You cannot abort the mission. And this is why it's necessary for you to stay course. In birthing anything, it requires you to learn something new, which means it requires you to sit with the reality of you don't know it all. You don't know what is next. You don't know how to comprehend it or articulate it. You don't know what it is you're supposed to do with it, but you still have to birth it. You still have to do it. You still have to show up. And that's where your connection with God happens to be so necessary, because what you don't know, He already has resolved for you. What you don't know, He has people in place to assist you. What you don't know, He's already handled. So this is moving into a place where you're not hiding from yourself. You're not hiding from the resolve of it. You're not hiding from what it may look like to other people. You're not pretending. You're not allowing your thoughts to take control. You're not hiding yourself from being seen. You're not allowing yourself to work so hard at nothing. You are allowing yourself to be aligned with where it is you're supposed to be, and opening and welcoming the opportunities for you to learn more about yourself. Yes, that takes work. Yes, it takes dedication. Yes, it takes commitment. But once you actually sit with the reality of it's working out for your good, everything is working out for your good, then you have more peace in committing, and you have more capability of receiving. You're allowing people to help you. You're allowing yourself to be vulnerable. You're allowing yourself to have peace. You're finding that you're more creative. You're having more joy in creating a home. You're having more joy in creating these opportunities. You're having more joy in accepting that I'm surrounded by so much beauty, so much joy, so much love, so much sincerity, so much that was in my head isn't even my reality. So now I can celebrate. Now I can be happy. Now I can understand that these are gifts. These lessons were gifts. These opportunities for me to challenge myself were gifts. The difficulty that I had in my relationship, it was a gift. The scare that I may have had with my health, it was a gift, because it gave me the opportunity to show up. It gave me the opportunity to fight. It gave me the opportunity and the need and the want to stand up for myself and protect myself and protect those I love and care about them and care about what I'm serving them, care about what I'm giving them, care about how they see me, care about how I show up for myself. And that creates a total different understanding of the reasoning behind why you are being exalted above whatever it is that God is exalting you above in your life. And it's not just one thing. It's a multitude of things, because it seems as though it's a whole chapter that's being rewritten that you probably didn't even realize needed to be. But it's accepting that it did. It's accepting that it's happened, and it's accepting that you're in a better place because of it. The purpose of it all was for you to be elevated into a space where you can actually build from, not just elevated for the sake of people seeing you, not just in this energy of, oh, I just want people to accept me. I just want people to know me. I just want people to like me. No, it's not about that at all. It's about God getting the glory out of the mission that He has you on. And when He gets the glory out of the mission, you have no choice but to succeed, because He doesn't lie, and He's not going to look like a fool. You know, He's not going to do that. You will look like a fool before He will. So that's why it pays to trust in the guidance, and it pays to trust in where it is that God has you, and it pays to trust in the overall purpose and process of it all. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into our prayer, and then we'll get into the daily devotion and close out the episode. Thank you guys so much for your love, your support again, and for allowing me to be used as a vessel in your life. God, thank you so very much for allowing us to be aligned with the purpose of our life, the purpose that supersedes anything that we would ever know for ourselves. Thank you for giving us insight. Thank you for giving us the gift of discernment and also covering us from things that may be sent to cause any type of harm, cause any type of destruction or chaos in the mind, heart, and spirit. God, we thank you so very much for renewal. We thank you for the connecting and the reconciliation of ourselves, connecting us with all parts of ourselves so that we can honor each part of ourselves in its own unique way. Not running from the parts of us that we may be ashamed of, not running from the parts of us that we may feel have hindered us and caused more harm than good, allowing us to open ourselves to the parts that we love the most and the parts that we are so unsure of. Thank you for trusting us with the vision that you've implanted in us and allowing us to create a life that we love to live every single day. Thank you for giving us that of which our heart desires, even when our head is saying we don't deserve it. Thank you so very much for allowing us to be connected with people who care about us, people that love us, people that really want nothing but the best for us. God, I thank you. I thank you for it all. In your name, we ask that you give us all everything that you want for us and allow us to have everything that we're needing to make sure your vision comes to fruition. Thank you. In your name, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Amen. And I'm reading from, again, the 100 Days of Believing Bigger Devotional Journal by Marshawn Evans Daniels. And we're going to start. The title is The Purpose Pathway Good Works Part 2. Yesterday we did Part 1. Today is the Part 2. For we are Christ's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which he prepared in advance for us to do. Ephesians 2:10. As we continue to break down the four key parts in the scripture above, workmanship, good works, advance, and do, remember that we're delving into the topic of purpose. Each word is a purpose clue. The next part is the phase good works. So often we miss the pathway into higher purpose because we're either looking for something impressive, worthy of praise, or something perfect. We don't want to be a disappointment to God, and we don't want to get it wrong. Here's the thing. Being able to figure out exactly what God wants you to do, where, when, and how is really an impossible standard. So let's take the pressure off clarity and shift into something better, which is courage. The passage above is filled with permission. You're already created to do good works. Just start there. Start with something, anything that will help people. Eventually, you'll find patterns and clues to guide you into a more focused direction. Whenever you operate with the mission of helping others, know that heaven is with you, covering you and opening more doors for you. Lord, thank you for reminding me that everything you do has unlimited purpose. Any moment you are present is an incredible gift. Fill me with your heart and mind. Guide my choices. Make me a light and remind me that good works are in my spiritual DNA. Amen. The journal prompt for today is, how do you want to help people? What is something simple you can commit to do today? And one of the things I want to say in regards to this particular journal prompt, when you are writing this out, understand I need you to disconnect from everything that you're doing having a compensation monetary value connected to it. When you're doing something that is for God, right? You are on your purpose journey. It isn't necessarily something that you physically profit from. It is sometimes a fulfilling thing when it comes to operating in your purpose, because you don't always receive that of which you're expecting from that of which God has assigned you to do. Because what he sees for you and what he is wanting for you and what he is assigning you to do doesn't always make sense to us. And it doesn't always look like it's exactly what we would be good at to people. So this is where you have to consult with God. You have to get real with God. And you have to ask God, what is it that you want for me? What is it that you're asking of me? What is it that you need me to do so that I'm able to really fulfill this that you have sowed into me? Because I don't want to be so tied on what I can do that makes money that I miss the reasoning behind you assigning me to this in the first place. It isn't about finances. Don't look at the tangibility. Look at what it is that you purposely, what is an assignment God is placing you on? What is something that you can do that's going to literally bless the people or bless anyone? Start with your home. Start with your interpersonal life. What can you do to take the pressure off for someone else? What can you do to make life more manageable for someone else? What is it that you can do that doesn't come with an alternative motive that genuinely will help the people you are connected to? Whether it is helping someone in a physical sense, helping someone verbally, helping someone spiritually, helping someone with whatever it is that they may be struggling with. How can you help them? How can you assist them on their own journey in their life that will alleviate some of the pressure that they're under at this moment? Right? Okay. So that is our day 12, 30 day of elevation. And I am so excited about this process. I can't believe that we're almost halfway through, but I'm excited about it. It's something that I feel very excited to do. And it pushes me. It gives me a lot of clarity, and it's awakening in me so many other things as well. It's helping me create so many incredible things for myself, for my family, and for you guys as well. So I look forward to our next episode. For those of you who are new here, I really hope that you come back. Continue to allow me to be used as a vessel in your life. And I really appreciate all of the support thus far as well. Until our next episode, please be gentle with yourself and be gentle with others. Bye.